stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, February 23rd.
Yay, one more day and it's Friday.
Yes.
You know I love my Fridays.
Yeah, I know. Fridays are good, huh?
They are, but you know what? I have a couple things to say. Remember I was trying to raise money?
Yes.
For the, I actually had to raise $1,000 by tomorrow.
Yeah, and to be honest, I didn't think you would pull it off.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're doubting
it's
me?
Well, $1,000 is a lot of money to raise.
Yeah, but it's me. I know
okay,
everyone.
Okay, that's true. Well, I don't know you well.
That's true.
That well yet, I guess.
Yeah, so I did it, and in 2 days, I raised $1,107.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
For the Children's Alliance for Children's Rights, which helps abused children and puts them in foster care and does a lot for them up until they're age 21. So
wow.
I'm actually really excited about it.
Wow.
Yeah. And now my name goes on their shirt that they're printing out. So I still, if I raise another $150, I get to race for free. So I feel like I've, you know, done enough promoting that I deserve that. So keep on donating.
Yeah, guys, go to, you have the link on Twitter and on Facebook.
Yeah,
right?
And it's crowdrise.com/Brigetta. So it's crowd, C-R-O-W-D, rise, R-I-S-E, one word, .com/Brigetta.
Okay.
And you can donate every dollar counts.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm really excited. And anyone that donates, I do tweet your name, and it goes everywhere. So I want to thank everyone that has done that because you're amazing.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, the initiative you're taking is very nice, I think, very noble.
Thank you.
And you're going to be running?
Yeah, I'll be running. It's a 5K, so I'm doing the 5K.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, that's cake.
Right.
So if I had known about it earlier, I would have trained for the actual full marathon. But,
right.
I mean, it's only like a couple weeks away and there's just
Don't go overboard there.
Yeah. I'll be coming in like, I already can't walk. I've been working out so much. I walk like sideways.
Really?
And I'm like, people are like, where have you been? I'm like, I wish it was all sex or something because it's not. It's not.
It's not.
No, it's definitely just working out.
Well, so you're looking beautiful, all dressed up and everything this morning. Why don't you tell us where you're going?
Well, it's the Oscars this weekend, so I'm involved in a lot of Oscar events, and there's a couple of gifting suites and parties today, so I'm going to those literally right after here. My day is like nonstop, so I'm going to 2 gifting suites today, and then a girlfriend's birthday, and then...
What are you going to do at the gifting suites?
We get free shit.
Oh, okay. So it's not like you have to work there or anything, right?
No.
No. You just get to enjoy.
I get to enjoy it. I get photos taken. I get really cool stuff, cool swag. Remember the Wild Twins that they were here? So going to one of their events and another event. So it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Good
wow,
stuff.
That'll be good.
Yeah, and I'm not drinking right now. So normally I go and I get wasted and have like a blast and hang out for a while. But since I'm on my health binge and I have to like, you know, work out to actually do the charity race.
Right.
amongst other things. Yeah, I'm not drinking. So yeah. So it'll be interesting.
That's nice.
On the sober side.
Now, do you ever meet like celebrities and things like that when you go there?
I'm a celebrity myself. Hello.
That's true. Okay.
Yeah,
you
no,
decided to give me a hard time.
Yeah, I know. I feel like a brat for whatever reason. I woke up at like 7 a.m. to go running.
Yeah.
I think I went to bed last night at like 1 because I was working on a show that I'm casting, which I'll tell you about in a minute. But yeah, I feel like busting balls this morning.
Oh, okay.
So,
thank you.
Yeah, anytime.
And I'm on the receiving end, too.
Yeah, I'm here for you. I'm here for you anytime.
Thank you very much.
But what was I saying? I was going to say something. Now you made me lose damn track of time. Track of my mind.
Yeah.
Jesus, I can't even think.
It'll come back to you.
Celebrities. That's right.
Yeah.
So a bunch of people go. Yeah. It's cool because I run into friends that I haven't seen in a while or people I've worked on other projects on. And, you get to just bump into random people or ones that you haven't met. And it's a kind of like a networking thing. They're just, it's fun. And You get free stuff, so everyone's happy.
Yeah.
So why not?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so, next year you're going to have to take me with you.
I know. I'm going to have to do that. Yeah. You'll have so much fun.
Actually, yeah, I'm sure. What the hell? You know,
should come on Saturday to one of them Saturday. There's a suite on Saturday you can come to.
Yeah, but don't they have to invite you?
I'm kind of involved with that one. So,
oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
I think I can. I'll think I'll put you on the list. I might know someone who can stick her name on the list.
That's true. I mean, if you came up with 19 guys for the show.
Oh, yeah. So I know. I am helping helping cast for a show, helping out someone. And basically there's a show that is, so anyone out there that lives in the LA area, you have to live in the LA area. You can find me on Twitter, which is Real Bridgetta, or you can find me on Facebook, or you know what, just fuck it, write me. Bridgetta at Bridgetta.com. You can just write me there. I'm looking for single guys between the ages of 25 and 40 who have a voice, you know, have a say, are strong men, you know, and have a job, and they're cool dudes. But they want to be on a show. It doesn't air. It's a non-airing pilot. It does pay. You can write me and I'll tell you more details. But basically, they get a wing woman. They go on a couple of dates and they get a wing woman to kind of tell them, you know, help them out a little bit.
Wow.
So even like cool guys, you know, I need like some muscle dudes. I need some, I need all different types, some cowboys, anything.
Yeah.
So I know it's crazy.
Sounds cool. Well,
so anyone wants to be involved, right?
They get to learn how to date and stuff. So that's
I think everyone needs a little bit of help.
Women, yeah.
I thought about you immediately, and then I was like, I was like, this would be great for Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pick up some chicks for him, and you get paid to get picked up chicks. Like, why not?
Yeah. Wow, you know? That's a great show.
You never know where the.
So
the
what do you mean it's not airing? It's not ever gonna air?
No,
I mean, it's just for sales purposes.
Yeah,
right?
It's a network pitch, meaning they're trying to get the network to pick up the show, so it doesn't air, which is cool because if you're an actor or whatever else that you do and you don't want to be on an actual show or you just don't want to have your face out there for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You can still do it. And I used to do a lot of non-airing pilots all the time. I made extra cash that way. And it was fun. It's a good experience.
Right.
Meet new people. Why not?
Yeah.
So, but you actually get real, like, cool dating advice.
Yeah.
So I say, go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the hell?
So anyway, write me and I can tell you more details and I'll weed you out.
So you found 19 guys you were telling us
before. 19 guys yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't even realize I knew that many people.
Yeah.
I mean, I know a lot of people, but I wasn't thinking about it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, this is kind of easy. In a way, but now I'm going to be more, you know, choosy.
Yeah.
So write me and we'll see what I get out of it.
Yeah, there you go. You see?
Maybe you get to be on it. Maybe you get to meet me.
Oh, wow. Can't be that.
Can't be that. I know. Who wouldn't want to meet me?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm amazing.
I know some guys would give their left testicle to meet you.
Yeah, I don't need that. I definitely don't need that.
No, I don't say you do. But.
I know. No, I've seen enough, like, wieners, thank you very much, because people that write me for extends are like, oh, my God, extends really works. Look at my wiener pictures before and after. And I'm like, really? Really? I don't want to see that. Like, that is not going to make me happy. That is not going to make me pick up the phone and be like, hey, let me meet you for coffee.
Yeah.
What the hell are you thinking? You know, I just don't understand
guys
sometimes.
Are stupid, but
guys are so stupid, which is why you should go on the show and learn how stupid, what not to do and what to do.
Yeah.
Don't be retarded.
That's true, yeah. You should become like a dating expert or something. You know? Like, what's her name? The millionaire matchmaker, you know?
You know what? I would be freaking good at it. I mean, I feel like I get enough people that write me, you know, and I write that column for Casanova, and it's on dating advice. It started because of extends. Like, people think I'm like this relationship expert because I sell penis pills on TV. How does that like correlate? I don't know, but people think that. So they start writing like, oh my gosh, you know, my relationship is really bad. My sex is horrible with my girlfriend. Do you think I should try extends? And then I write back and I'm like, really? But then I write back and I'm like, well, and I start digging into the relationship and like their whole sexual issues. And then I look back at myself and I'm like, what am I doing? Am I Ask Abby from the newspaper column? I mean, I used to read that when I was younger. And I'm like, this is really funny. I can't believe I'm like actually digging into their sex lives.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, just take extends, damn it. You know, but I'm trying not to say that.
You solved the problem right
I know.
Away.
I'm trying not to say that, but I'm like trying to like be nice and dig in because I do care about people and I start getting like intertwined. And that's how I started writing the column for Casanova, which is like Ask Bridgetta. Anyway.
Cool.
Yeah, enough about me. Even though I like talking about me. Anyway, so, right, so I am going to an art show tonight. Okay. She is an amazing artist, happens to be here with us today in studio. Mm-hmm. So we have Angie Kromich joining us.
Angie, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, good morning, yeah. guys.
Yeah. Nice to be here.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah. Angie's beautiful. She's sitting here now. You're an artist.
No,
right?
No, I'm kidding.
Well, people don't know, you know, we got to introduce her.
Well, she's an art show tonight, so
know, people may not put two and two together, you know.
This is true. So. There's a lot of retarded people out there. And I'm sorry if you rode the small bus, anyone who's listening.
So you're an artist. What is it that you do in art?
I'm a painter. Yes, mostly oil paints, figurative. I mostly draw women. Mm-hmm. For the most part.
Sounds good. Yeah, yeah. Everybody draws women. Yeah.
Not everyone draws them well, though.
That's true, yeah. But everybody likes to look at women, yeah.
Yeah.
So when did you start with painting? When did you first realize you wanted to do that?
I guess a little over 10 years ago. I've always kind of been attracted to art and anything creative. I got a paint set from the guy I was dating at the time, and I guess he saw, you know, that I like that, and just sort of snowballed from there.
Wow.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. So where are you originally from? Are you from L.A.?
No, I'm an East Coast girl.
Yay!
I know. You're from the East Coast, too.
Yeah.
I grew up in Fairfax, Virginia, which is about 20 minutes outside of D.C.
Right.
And I'm 20 minutes into Maryland. Or
right.
The other side.
The other side, yeah.
So
cool. Wow. So so you're neighbors virtually.
Kind of.
Yeah.
So you grew up there in Virginia, and what were you doing there? Did you go to school?
That's where I went to high school.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. And then you decided after high school you're going to move?
Yeah. I jetted off to Atlanta, and I lived there for a year. It's awesome.
What was that? You followed a guy or something?
No. Actually, I went to school there for a year.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Because otherwise, why would anybody go to Atlanta, right?
You know, I've always wanted. A lot of my friends live there, and I've always actually wanted to check it out and live there for a minute.
Really?
But, yeah.
Is it a nice place?
Beautiful.
It's super cool.
Really?
It's artsy. Very hip, artsy.
Yeah.
It's got everything, and it's got a little bit of that southern charm to it,
yeah.
But without being hillbilly.
Exactly.
It's great.
I miss the sweet tea.
Yeah. And what did you go to school for? What did you take art?
Fashion design, actually.
Oh, I see.
Oh, wow.
Okay, wow. Mm-hmm. And how long did you go to school there for?
Don't make me look bad. I dropped out right away. No.
Hey, I did too.
I met a boy and decided that I wanted to move to the beach. So
I moved
to Myrtle Beach after that.
Oh, my God. Really? I lived in Wilmywood, which is 40 minutes away from there.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True East Coast girls, let me tell you. Yeah. So you met this guy and you decided you're going to move to Myrtle Beach.
Correct.
And what did you do there?
I was like an assistant buyer for a boutique, and then we started up a nightclub there.
Cool.
So I kind of ran every aspect to that, from, you know, writing out the radio commercials to designing the interior.
That's awesome.
Actually running the bar. Yeah.
Wow. So you know a lot of different things.
Yeah, I've done everything.
Yeah. But you're a creative person, obviously. Yeah. You like to get into that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so how long did you live in Myrtle Beach there?
Oh, gosh. I think about 6 years.
6 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I used to go visit a lot. There's like not, I mean, I had a blast being there. Like, there's surfing and stuff. Like, but it was like, there's not much to do except for get wasted, get wasted, go to strip clubs, and get wasted.
I know. 6 years of that will run you into the ground.
Okay? Yeah.
I crawled out of Myrtle Beach.
So were you with the guy all this time?
Yes.
All that time?
At least you're with someone. Because, I mean, if you weren't, that would have been crazy.
Could have gotten into a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
Set up for that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So you decided to go into fashion mostly, right?
No. I only did a year of that. And I'm
but you
actually
worked at
good
the boutique,
design.
You said, right?
Yeah, but I'm a terrible sewer. Like,
really?
It's embarrassing. Yeah. Like, I come walking out sideways trying to show my fashion. You know? I could never pull off the sewing part. So, like I said, I started with the painting there in Myrtle Beach, and I put it in the nightclub in the VIP room. Mm. And from there, like, other businesses would see it and be like, hey, do you want to put some stuff over here? So I started doing coffee shops and restaurants and just randomly, and would just sell my work out of my house and different little places. And
nice.
Yeah.
And this is all from the 1 year you were in school, right?
No, I didn't really take. I have very little formal training.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm basically self-taught.
Wow.
Which is awesome because I feel like, you know, you're born with it or you're not, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I went to art school for a year and then I left too.
That's a whole other story.
But yeah, it's like, you know, I started drawing when I was a kid and then I stopped for a while and then it's like it's just in your blood, like you're creative or you have it or you don't. You don't really need to train. Like, you need to train to, like, learn different. Well, you could just play it. Like, me, I don't really know what the hell I'm doing. I just, like, take a bunch of paints and I'm like, oh, I'll slap it together and see what meshes and what doesn't. And you learn that way, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
It's still art. Like, people are like, that's cool. And I'm like, oh, I guess it is kind of cool.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, there's so many forms of art, you know? I mean, I even like the people that do, like, the sand sculptures and stuff like that. I mean, that takes a lot of, like, talent, you know, to
absolutely
do those things. I don't know why I thought of that, but that's what came to mind.
Is that what you want to get into with the sand sculpture?
Did you ever see that sidewalk art, you know, when they do like a 3D type of art and you have to look at it from a certain angle?
No.
Oh, yeah, it looks like you're going to fall into
exactly
the ground.
Exactly. Like, usually they have like holes amazing or water, mm-hmm, things like that. You gotta find that. I'll send you some pictures, mm-hmm, or links.
I'm down.
To see those. Those are like amazing.
Oh, my God.
And they make it look like they integrate it with the environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's amazing.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah.
I love this painting that you did. Of course, it's taking forever to come up. That one.
Oh, okay.
It's awesome. Look, okay. You fan?
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. So so you probably have a website, right?
I do.
For your paintings. Okay. And is it on the card here? No, it's not.
No,
on the
it's
card.
Not on the card. Okay. I actually, if the easy way, because everybody's on Facebook, mm-hmm, you can just look up Angie Kron's Art Gallery,
right,
and that's the easiest way to actually go through myself. And it's spelled A-N-J-I.
Right.
Is Angie and Kron, C-R-A-U-N.
Right.
And I have also another website that's called yesy.com, which is a shared artist website.
Mm-hmm.
And that's yessy.com/Angie Kron. And that is more for pricing or if you'd like, you know, to purchase something. So,
sounds good. Yeah.
That's what I like.
So, yeah. So you were there for 6 years. Now, what made you decide to move to California?
A boy.
A boy?
Another boy.
Another boy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Tired of one boy, moved to another boy.
This seems to happen a lot, you know?
Yeah, I know. I have a weakness. It's bad.
I've never seen a guy following a girl to another city, you know?
You know what? I know a few.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you met the guy in Myrtle Beach and then he was from California? Is that what happened?
Oh, gosh. Okay. I decided I wanted to go back to school. Okay. Finish. So I moved to Charleston, South Carolina, which is also a beautiful, beautiful city.
It's so pretty there.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you moved around a lot, quite a bit, right?
Yes. Yeah. Quite a bit.
Yeah. But that's good. I mean, it adds color and variety to your life, you know? I mean, I've been stuck in L.A. for 30 years.
Oh,
enough
too
is
bad.
Enough, yeah. Yeah. Well, during those 30 years, I lived in South Africa for a year and in Israel for
that.
A year. Yeah.
Oh,
that was amazing. Yeah. I mean, I loved the change of surroundings and stuff, you know? But then I came back, so I'm back here. But so you moved to Charleston.
Yes.
And so you went back to school there.
Correct.
And again for fashion?
No, this time I went for just general education and I took some art classes.
I see. Okay.
I wanted to go back and get my degree kind of. And this is random too. Okay, so I met this guy partway through school and we were dating long distance. He lived out here.
Oh,
and,
okay.
I took a weekend to Myrtle Beach and we had stayed out really late. We got home, and the place I was staying had pit bulls. They got out,
really?
And they started attacking this lady and her dog across the street.
Oh, my God.
And I knew these dogs are the kind of dogs that will kill your dog.
Yeah.
So I'm running over there trying to save this lady because they're biting her leg, whatever. And I got bit. I almost lost my thumb. I don't know if you guys can see it, but I have a nice little scar here.
Holy crap.
So they had to take and attach my thumb back.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. For real.
Yeah.
So they bit you too, huh?
Yeah, well, I was trying to get them out,
right.
And one of them got my hand.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that was stupid of me, but at least I saved the lady and her dog.
Right.
Because
right.
the dogs at least knew me. Someone
right.
and I got them and got them inside.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, so I couldn't paint. I couldn't take notes. I literally had to withdraw from school.
Wow.
And I was just, like, sitting there, like, what am I going to do? And I'm, you know, called up my boyfriend, and I said...
Yeah.
Hey, I'm coming out to LA. How about, I didn't.
Yeah.
So that's how I ended up here.
Oh my God. Yeah. How long did it take to heal?
I want to say about 5 months or so before I could even
do anything. Like, move it. You have to do physical therapy and everything.
Yeah, I'll tell you, having no use of your thumb sucks. Ugh. It's got to be the worst thing. You're just scooching everything around, and you got to figure out it's. Yeah.
I know.
Oh my God.
Well, the thumb is an important thing we have that animals don't, you know, and that's why we can create tools and things like that.
Yeah.
Now, with the painting, what sparked your interest originally? I mean, you weren't doing painting at the time. You said you were doing fashion and that stuff. Were you doing art on the side or?
Yes.
Oh, you were.
Yeah, I always did. I just did fashion for that 1 year when I was like 17 years old. But after that, I was just basically doing painting.
Right.
So,
I mean, was that random too, or did you meet someone that sparked your interest in it, or did you see anything that...
Well, like I said, when we opened the nightclub, it was blank, and I was like, we need some help in here, and we had super low budget. So I was like, I went to Lowe's, got a bunch of, like, you know, the mismatched paints that are cheap, and, you know, designed, like, a layout, and I did murals on the walls and everything,
so awesome.
And I'd never done it before.
Really?
And so that's when, you know, the boyfriend at the time was like, here, I want to get you some paints and an
that's
easel,
awesome.
And that's where it just kind of came naturally to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, she's a natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, like, a lot of it, too, is I used to smoke a lot of weed, and I'd be way more creative.
Who hasn't?
I would smoke so much weed, and I was so creative, and, like, designs would come out of anywhere, and I'm like, where did that come from? And now that I don't anymore, I'm like, fuck.
I'm not as creative.
Like,
huh?
I'm not as creative. Like, and I'm so creative. Like, I still paint, like, you know, my room and some, like, cool things and stuff like that, but... I'm not like how I used to be. Like, I can't come up with just awesome things like you. I can't do it. Like, there's no way.
Yeah.
But I don't want to smoke weed because then I'll not do anything.
Yeah. Well, you got other things you specialize
in. Well, everything looks cool when you smoke weed, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't just look good, but it smells good. It tastes good.
What kind of, what do you smoke? Are you licking the paint too? Is that why you're doing it? Come on out.
No, that's true. But I think it's a requirement for artists.
I think so too, probably. I mean, you kind of have to be. It makes you more creative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you picked up the brush and paper. Canvas.
And paint.
Here's the paint and paper. The same thing. And, okay, so then you met another guy and you moved to L.A.?
Yep. That's right.
So you had a long-distance relationship for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
How long did that go for?
It was probably a year.
Really?
But he's a musician. He was on tour, so it didn't really matter. So it ended up like my place in Charleston was his home base. He just, you know, would stay with me when he had time off.
Yeah. But it's hard to do a long distance relationship.
It's hard, but like Skype is amazing.
Yeah.
Skype. You know, that was, I moved to Charleston to get away and be by myself.
Yeah.
And so that was like Angie time, which I've really never had. But of course, I started dating somebody within 3 seconds. So, at least the long distance gave me some.
Yeah.
You know, I really wanted to concentrate on school, and which I did great. I mean, I had, you know, straight A's pretty much. And
awesome.
But then the doggy accident set me back.
And, yeah.
Are you scared of dogs now?
No. I'm not really big dogs. Sometimes I get a little weird. But I love dogs.
Yeah.
Like, I love them. They're my happy place. Aww. I love dogs.
Yeah.
Do you have any?
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. That's cool.
What kind do you have?
I have little ones. I have a miniature pincher and then a chihuahua.
Oh, aww. Cool.
Yeah. I found them. One of them I found in the street, and the other one was a rescue. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's nice. I know smaller dogs are easier to deal with. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I have.
You got big dogs, right?
I have two little chihuahuas, and then I have two pit bulls. Yeah. And yeah. like I run
with them together?
Yeah, they love each other.
Aww.
Well, she's not coming to your house with the pit bulls.
It depends how they're raised. That's the biggest thing.
It's how they're
raised. I mean, I've had them both. Well, one was I found as a puppy, and she's like a mix. She's like a boxer. She's weird. She's like a she's more boxer, I think, than anything. Mm. Boxer, pit, and maybe pointer, I think, mix.
Oh my gosh.
And I found her, she's only a year. And I found her a year ago, and she was really tiny, and she's just so full of energy, and
really?
She gets along with anyone, anything. Like you could put little I feed my snake, you know, rats, and she'll put them down, and she'll be like, oh, whatever.
Can you imagine?
Anyway, but and then my other pit, I've had her, you know, I got her when she was like a baby too, and she's old. But I take her running with me every morning, and like we have horses in our backyard, so she just goes up to the horse, and like I'm like, please, horse, don't stomp on her. But it's pretty funny. Yeah, she loves everything.
You have horses in your backyard?
Yeah.
Whose horses are they?
There's four horse farms around me.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really amazing.
Yeah.
I love it. That's why like I go running every morning by the river, and there's like horses everywhere.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
There's a river there too?
It's like the LA
river.
Yeah, but it's really cool. Los Feliz. Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. I love it. So it's very like good to get away and go.
Yeah. What part of town do you live in?
North Hollywood.
Okay, so you're in the valley.
Yep.
In the sleepy area of LA.
Yeah.
Well, the NoHo district I really like a lot. Like, I actually looked at living there because it's like a really artsy district.
It is.
The arts
it's
district.
Become
I love
really
it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love all the restaurants that are on like Magnolia area and like Vineland. It's like really up and coming. There's some really dope places there.
Yeah.
It's a new coffee shop. It's awesome. You have to check out. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah.
Actually, they I'm talking to them about doing some things there, and they have open mic night and poetry night and different bands have come in, and I'm actually gonna be helping them with all that. But we talked about possibly putting some art in there, so
fantastic.
Cool.
Right.
Yeah. Cause that's one thing I missed about like Carolina is it's like you go into a bar and it's like everything on the wall is for sale. Everything.
Really?
Yeah, you go
in
and
Wilmington especially. Every place.
It's awesome. Like all the art in the walls are from local artists that put them up there and in hopes of selling them, and like they do. They're like bought up like ASAP. Like it's just awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the fact that I could go in and be like, oh my, and I've got a few pieces back in the day. Cause you sit there and you're at a bar and you're like, or you're eating dinner and you're like, wow, I want that. And like everything's for sale. It's
yeah.
Dope. Yeah. So anyway, he's trying to like kind of do the same thing. So it was my idea.
Yeah.
But anyways. Yeah.
So you moved to LA.
Yeah.
He loves the stories. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I mean, you got to build it from the beginning.
I'm teasing
you.
I'm teasing.
And yeah, you got to steer it back to the track.
Mm-hmm.
That's my job. Some people don't go all over the place. But so because it's interesting, you know, you moved to LA. So did you know what you were gonna do there here when you moved?
No.
No, you didn't know.
No idea. No.
Did you guys move in right away together?
Yeah, right in with him. Yeah. Yeah.
How's that like when you live apart from someone and then because you don't, I mean, you know them, but you don't know them as well until you move in with someone.
Right.
Was it a crazy adjustment at first?
Actually, no, not at all. We just sort of, it was one of those things where it was just immediate. And
that's
I just
cool.
explained that I was going to slowly but surely take over everything.
Yeah.
You will have no closet space within a few years, and your drawers maybe one or two. You know, I said, I'm really sorry, but it, you know, this is just how it is, and just tell me if that's not okay now, because I gotta go. No, you know how
so
it
funny.
Is, just being a girl. He had never lived with anybody before, so.
Oh, wow.
But it was actually pretty easy for me, and he was on the road a lot, and so that gave me some space and time to sort of adjust to my environment.
Yeah.
That's
and
cool.
So at what point did you decide you're going to try and make a living off of your painting?
I've been doing it on the side here for about, I guess, 7 years, but about a year ago is when I quit my desk job.
Wow.
Oh, you had the desk job?
Oh,
I would imagine you got to support yourself.
Well, yeah, you can't live.
Yeah,
What were you doing there?
I was a weight loss consultant.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
And I actually really love that job, but this is what I've always wanted to do, and I've sort of been just like piddling,
mm-hmm.
you
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do a show here and there at a gallery here and there, but I'm just like, I just want to just try it. Like, yeah. Even if it's like a year or two, I want to like actually go for it and like have some big shows and, mm-hmm. and see the reaction and
yeah.
and just try and really do it.
That's awesome.
Of, that's like, good. I mean, it takes a lot of courage to do that.
It does. Know? It takes balls.
Yeah. Did you quit your job and try to do this? Well, you said you were doing it on the side and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then you just decided, the hell with the job. I'm just going to focus on this for now.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I do have like a part-time job at a place that it's a creative place. And sort of wanted to intern to be a scenic artist.
Oh,
but
neat.
It's I'm just sort of the gopher around there,
yeah.
So I get to be around a lot of really awesome artists.
Got to be inspiring.
And it's cool because at least I do have some type of outside income.
Yeah.
And I'm around some really awesome people, so.
Awesome.
And it's inspiring too, I think, too. Yeah. And like they're probably encouraging and whatever else. Yeah.
And they're it's really amazing to watch, you know, them do these murals that are like 100 feet by 50 feet. I'm just like, wow, this is so cool. Sometimes I get to paint a little on the corner, you know.
Oh, my God, that's so awesome.
Let me do some of that. Yeah.
That's really fun.
Wow.
Did you ever get involved with Art Walk?
I have not, but you're about the 10th person who has asked me this.
You got to do it.
That is okay, I'm going to get through tonight, and is my absolute next mission.
Oh, my God. I am very good at promoting. I would love to, like, help promote for you. Seriously, it would be so fun.
Absolutely,
we can make a huge event out of it.
I would love to.
What's the art walk? What's that all about?
The art walk's amazing. The first Thursday of every month, it's downtown L.A. They shut down the streets.
Right.
Well, there's still cars, but they literally, it's, like, in a row on this one or two streets, it's, like, any cafe or even art gallery or regular normal clothing shop, whatever, is turned into an art gallery for the night. It's between 7 and 10. Mm-hmm. So for 3 hours, it's just literally art. And all different artists from all over the place come down. It's amazing. And you just go in and out of all the buildings and look at all the art, and everything's for sale. And there's some music, and it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's just it's such a great display of you know, everyone's art. And it's great because there's thousands of people that go. Thousands of people.
You get a lot of exposure.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's incredible.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So did you take a direction early in what you wanted to paint? Because you're saying you focus on women a lot.
Right.
Do you what other kind of paintings do you do other than women? I mean, we'll get to that in a minute. But do you do like nature
landscapes
and things like that, landscapes?
I'll tell you. Just recently is the first time that I've ever even attempted to do anything. I don't know why I've always just drawn women. And once in a while, I'll draw men too, but just mostly figures. And once in a while, I'll do a random like animal. I did a monkey one time.
Yeah,
like something like random. And but I'm definitely just starting to experiment with that. I guess my sort of trademark is my women.
Right.
So
awesome.
So you focus on that. That's kind of like your trademark.
That's sort of what I'm known for.
Right.
So that's what I mainly do. But I like to venture out and do little side things on myself just to experiment.
I would imagine it's cool like to take your easel and sit outside and, you know, with the birds and the sun and everything
right.
and just kind of paint something, you know.
And,
sounds so peaceful.
Yeah. And also, like, I guess for, like, when you're painting the women, do you use subjects or do you have it in your mind of what you want to do?
It's combination.
Combination.
I sort of, like, maybe I'll see something in a, you know, magazine I like. And I do some photography, too. So I'll take some pictures
awesome.
Or I'll be like, ooh, I like how she's sitting. But I like her hair and I like her eyes. I sort of piece it together. And sometimes I'll do it on the computer first.
Right.
Just to sort of get a composition. And then I'll draw it out and... It never looks like anything where I started, but, you know, at least it's somewhere to start.
Yeah, exactly.
And sometimes I'll just scribble, you know, I just kind of like, you know, just kind of throw it down until it sort of forms into something.
That's true.
Yeah.
Now, when you paint, do you have to pencil things first and then paint over it? Or do you, I don't know. Or do you just pick up the brush and just start painting?
Both.
Both, huh?
I do both. Yeah. It depends. Normally, I will get just like sort of an outline of where I want the subject sitting, and then from there I just fill it in.
Right.
I don't like to get too detailed because then you have all these pencil marks, and then I change stuff, and it's easier to just sort of go with the flow, what's coming to you at that time, and I like to be more spontaneous.
It sounds pretty cool. I mean, I'd love to see some of your pictures. You brought us a card here.
Mm-hmm.
And I see you do have a certain style. Like, you can see the brush strokes and... figures and stuff
on here if you want.
Yeah.
And I
okay. Well, we should send people to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it. We'll do it right now.
Yeah. Where is it?
Well, she was saying before there's the yesy.com. I'm actually on there and her. I just posted. Actually, if you go to my Facebook, if you're listening, I just posted your Facebook link and I told everyone to like her page on there so you guys can see that link on there if you're on my Facebook. Otherwise, go to yesy.com.
How's it spelled?
YESSY.com/AngieCraun and it's AngieCraun/gallery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's find that. So I know what I'm talking about.
YESSY.com/AngieCraun.
We'll
just go to
correctly.
The Facebook one. Yeah. It's easier. Just type in Angie Cron's Art Gallery
or go
on Facebook, and
yeah.
That's easy.
Or go on my link on my Instagram page.
Okay, right, well, so I'm not going to go into Facebook right now, but we'll check it out and stuff. I wonder why that's
YESSY.com/ANGICRAUN. /gallery.html.
Oh, okay. You didn't tell me the HTML. Thank you very much. Yeah.
I didn't think it would matter, but
usually you just put Angie Cron and it'll come out.
No, it does matter because gallery. If you just put the gallery without an extension, it's like the directory.
Whoops.
Yeah. So I don't know why it's not loading any pictures here, but
here, let me send you the link.
No, I have the link. It's right here. It says Angie's gallery, but there's no pictures.
I'll just email it. You know what we should do? I was thinking this before. During the show, we should have like AIM or something so we can go back and forth and send links.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought about
that. Do we need that?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. No, this is just bringing up no pictures. I don't know what the hell. Let me see with enlarged view. No. No, it's not working.
All right, take out the gallery.html. Just take out that part.
Yeah.
And leave it Angie Cron. Yeah.
Okay, but it still has a link for Angie's gallery. And
I don't know. I got it. And I'm
something's wrong with this browser here, I guess.
I love the one that's sold, of course. City.
Oh, yeah.
I love City. And they're all one of a kind. Would you ever, like, recreate something similar or no?
I do prints.
Okay, cool.
I've had several requests where I have, for whatever reason, I have the hardest time reproducing something.
I'm sure it's gotta
I've done it. But it never comes out the same, or I just and it's like this massive struggle. Like whereas the original, like it just comes, but when I try and copy it, I don't.
Yeah.
You think it would be simple because it's the second time around,
right?
No. Yyeah.
It's harder.
I think because you're probably judging yourself inside, like, oh gosh, am I doing this right? Is it perfect? Is it this and that? Whereas before, you're just being yourself and being creative. And it's like now, and the second time around, it's like, oh gosh, I have to. You're thinking more about getting it right rather than the creativity flowing, maybe?
Yeah, I think that might be it.
Yeah.
Because
you're
just sort of like going with the flow. But when you're copying it, then you're like, okay, is this, you know, how many inches to the right? And up and down.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, it's like photorealism, where yours is not photorealism. It's more like stylized and things like that. I mean, how do you describe your style?
I guess it's sort of modern with I don't know. It's not realistic, but it's not unreal.
Right.
They're like
Angie-esque is what I like to call it.
You know what? Yeah, that's a good word because it's really cool. It's not like
is this stylized like modernized woman, but without it's I kind of describe my paintings as they're not really literal.
Right. Yeah.
It's more of a feeling or an aura that I try and get out there with.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, that fascinates
me. With the color and without being overly realistic. Like, I'm not so worried about it being like, ooh, the perspective's right or the lighting, or I just want to get that feeling across and whatever it takes to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, how many, I can't see the pictures, but I see there's many pages here.
There's 112
total items. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of paint.
I got to update that page too now. I might have wanted to do that before I came on the radio and told everybody my website.
There, I love the one that's untitled. It looks like, well, she's obviously meditating, but she reminds me in a way of like Shiva or whatever, one of those, whatever it is with the hands.
Oh, yeah.
I love this one. Well, I'm like into, you know, spiritual healing and whatnot. So it's like very zen just looking at it. Like, she's like very powerful on like fire-esque in a way, but she's very like, you know, I don't know. It's amazing. I really like it.
Thank you. Yeah. She'll be at my show tonight. So you come by and see her. I named her Goddess. So
I like her. Do you have prints of her?
I don't. She's brand new. Like I just finished her. Seriously, like
really?
2 days ago. So
oh,
I haven't had time to get prints of my new stuff, but I...
So, and like, I guess prints range too. Like, how much do your prints like range?
Actually, my prints are really affordable. Like, $20.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm
like, a
so
bit
in.
Bigger ones, like maybe 50. Okay. And then I have frame ones for like $75, $100.
So. That's awesome.
Really affordable.
So. Okay, good. Because I love
like
this.
People will be able to take something.
Yeah.
With them,
yeah, for sure. You know? So, so this is cool because you're getting to do what you love to do.
Yes.
Right. So how many paintings? Is it like 112 paintings, or you've probably done more than that?
Oh, right? I've definitely done more than that.
Yeah.
That's what I have. And before, when I was painting, a lot of times I would sell something like out of, you know, like you said in Wilmington, I had a plate, had some paintings up there, and I sold
some. Oh, did you
really? Yeah.
Oh my gosh, where did you have them?
It was at a place called Club 131.
Oh my God, that I know what you're talking about. It changed its name so many times.
Yes,
too.
It did. It used to be an Irish pub before that.
Oh my gosh, I used to work at half those bars. Yeah. I worked everywhere, and I still go back, and everyone's still there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It hasn't changed, huh?
No, I mean, the names change of all the bars and places. Well, a few have stayed the same, but the owners are the same, and the same people work there, and... I mean, it's cool. I really miss it. I really do.
Yeah. It's beautiful there. And I did. Yeah. I used to live like a couple minutes from Wrightsville Beach,
too. Oh, no way.
So I'd go running over there.
Yeah. And, I used to do the park all the time.
It's so pretty.
Yeah. It was awesome.
I know. So we're like, okay, back to LA.
Yeah. I know.
Dreaming of other places.
And people don't get like how beautiful the beaches are and how clean they are.
Right.
They're warm.
Warm.
Yes,
warm.
They're warm.
Yeah, and not like here.
No, and it's the best surfing area. Wrightsville Beach is like the sickest surfing. It's pretty dope.
Really?
Yeah, and it's clean water and white sand beaches and like it's just big.
What the hell are we doing here, right?
I love it here, but it's like, you know.
And our beaches are not great.
No, they're not.
It's cold.
Yeah.
It's cold.
What are you supposed to do with that? I remember the first time I was so excited. Yeah, I'm going to the beach.
Yeah.
I'm in LA.
Yeah.
On my bathing suit on. And I got like about two toes deep, and I was like, what
the hell?
What is this?
Yeah.
It's summer.
You know, I think it's like because we have that misconception from watching Baywatch all those years.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, they're all amazing and great, and they're playing in the water and this and that. And you create this like that in Saved by the Bell. You create these images in your head of like, you know, the beach of LA, and then you get here and you're like, oh. It's really fucking cold. Oh, okay. You need a wetsuit in order to be in the water.
That's
what
true.
The hell?
Yeah. And a lot of seaweed here. I mean, a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. And it stinks too, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I don't go down to Venice areas or Santa Monica areas to go in the water. If I'm going in the water, it's in Malibu or way south. But anyway.
Yeah. I finally got the pictures, believe it or not. I think my internet wasn't working very well there.
Do you ever display anything down in Venice? Like on Venice Walk or anything? Or
I haven't. Most of the things that I've done here, I've been in the NoHo area.
Okay, cool.
And those galleries, and I did a show in Glendale.
Okay.
And like I said, I had an office job for the past 5 years, so it was sort of like on the side when I was like, okay, I've got to do something, and I would just do like I did do the NoHo festival.
Oh, cool.
But now I'm like, I've got to do this, the art walk and Venice. That would, you know.
That would be
now
awesome.
Now that I have time.
Yeah. So, where do you see yourself? Like, do you want to own your own gallery one day with, like, all of... I mean, obviously, that would be, like, a big, awesome goal, right?
Well, absolutely.
All of your stuff.
Yeah. I would just love to have a big studio and... yeah. you know, have Target pick up my work and just sell millions of prints, and I don't have to worry about it, right?
Right. But then it becomes work, yeah. you know? Yeah. I don't know if you'd like that so much.
Yeah,
because painting,
it'll be
awesome. That's what it's about. You take your time, you know, you put emotion into it. And
right, but then it's the prints that sell and make you a ton of money.
Right.
So that
yeah,
gives
then,
you more...
then I can just paint whatever I want. Then I could just, that's like, true. Roll and paint, and yeah. it wouldn't matter, right?
And she, exactly.
That's true, yeah.
She would make
yeah.
so much more and have, like...
And I mean, could travel the world and yes. paint, set up my easel.
Yeah.
In Paris yeah. and Rome and
yeah.
and then I'll be paid.
But of
yeah,
course,
see?
Let me pay. Let me paid for you.
Oh my God! Wait, do that again. That
That's
was kind of
good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah, but of course.
But of course.
We're like Pepe Le Pew. I'm the locksmith of love, no?
Oh wow! I was gonna say, oh, like Lumiere from Beauty and the Beast is one of my favorites,
yeah.
and I can only do it when I'm drunk. But they're like, and like this whole thing, and like French. People listening are like, what the hell are they doing right now?
Anyway. Oh, that's funny. Oh,
you're like, what did I get myself into?
So I really love these paintings. Funny. I mean, so you said sometimes you use models, right, for the painting?
Yes.
And where do you find those? Are there, like, professional models that do this for, like, artists
Craigslist
and stuff?
Craigslist, too, I think, and probably friends, yeah.
No, friends
yeah.
is what I've been doing mm-hmm. recently. And I did a few classes, you know, where you just mm-hmm. go in and sketch the nudes.
Right.
And like I said, mm-hmm. I'll sort of make a composition of different things. Like I'll be like, oh, you know, I really like how this girl's sitting, mm-hmm. and then I'll, like, you know, I just
change
sort of
incorporate.
Yeah. I just sort of get, like, it's usually just a stance.
Yeah.
And then I kind of just wing it from there, depending on my mood, really.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And you can tell by some of them look a little angry, and some of them look really happy. And, you know, it's just sort of fill in the blanks as needed after I get how I like their position.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a certain, like, routine that you have before you, like, go into, like, painting? Like, do you have, like, a room and it's, like, you only paint in this one room, or, like, you know, anything weird, like, quirk-wise? No.
I'm totally spontaneous.
That's cool.
I just, sometimes I'll paint on the easel, sometimes I'll, like, throw the canvas on the floor and, like, paint on the floor.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like a Jackson Pollock type of thing.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, actually, yeah. like, a lot of people, like, lay out a palette mm-hmm. and, you know,
right.
their color scheme. I never do. I mean, I just pick up the tube. A lot of times I just squeeze it right on there and then just sort of, like, push the color around from
wow.
right on the canvas. So
wow.
That's
and
powerful.
How did you learn all these techniques and stuff? All self-taught, huh?
Not all self-taught.
No?
I did take, when I was in Charleston, I took painting one
mm-hmm.
and drawing one. Yeah. And then when I moved here, I signed up for just a class on the weekends mm-hmm. for, you know, adult painting where
yeah.
it's just basically you're in a classroom, everybody sits around and paints, and
mm-hmm.
then you critique each other's work. So it was a little guided, you know, where they teach
mm-hmm.
you, but so
yeah.
I know some just like super basics, but I don't know, I just sort of do
go
what's
with
needed.
It.
Yeah.
yeah.
There's no rules in art, and
yeah.
that's
one of the
exactly.
cool things. It'd be awesome. I mean, I guess it would be one of my goals to actually go and be formally trained at like an awesome school and be able to create these, you know, fantastically, you know, real to life things. But
right.
I don't think that's what art is about. It's
no,
not to
yeah.
me anyways. It's just do it. Like, everybody's an artist.
Yeah.
You're an artist.
Yeah.
Come
yeah,
on, Sam,
I
get
guess.
Out your paints.
Yeah.
Let's see what you
no,
got.
I used to draw a lot when I was a kid. I
yeah.
used to draw a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't know, with paintings, I don't think I'd be that good. Now, you have a fascination with American Indians, too, huh? I see there's
yeah.
quite a few of those.
I do have quite. I'm actually showing those tonight. It'll be the first
oh,
time
awesome.
I've ever shown them.
Yay.
They've been in my house for a while, and everybody who comes over is like, wow, these are so amazing.
Yeah.
And,
they really are. They really are. I mean, you have, I can tell you put in a lot of work into the stuff. And you know what? You do have a style, yet the pictures are different from each other. You know, I mean,
yes.
you can tell that some of them are like, it's not like you're stuck on one thing and you do that over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
I like to branch out. I get bored really easily.
Yeah.
I like do something for a while and then get to switch up a little bit.
Yeah. Wow, this is cool. Okay, everybody, so go see Angie Kron tonight at 8 o'clock. Coda Bar and Lounge, and that's in Sherman Oaks.
Yep.
Yeah, right there on Van Nuys. It's a, right by all those car dealerships. It's sort of a hidden little spot. It's kind of like a New York speakeasy. That's what it reminds me of. It's really cool vibe. It's it's like casual and funky at the same time. So
that's awesome. So amazing. Yeah, cool. 5248 Van Nuys Boulevard, Coda Bar and Lounge, and it's from 8 to 11, right?
8 to 12.
Sorry, 8 to 12.
Yeah. And you guys are gonna check it out. And if you're not in LA, go to yesi.com/AngieKron, AngieKron, and you can see all her work. Yeah. Angie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys. You made this really easy on me.
Yeah, you were afraid you wouldn't have anything to talk about.
I know,
like,
right?
We'll dig it out. We'll dig it out.
Make it easy.
Yeah, now you find out how fascinating you are.
I'm not that boring. Right.
And enjoy the show tonight. And
I will be there.
Yes, and get yourself a lot of gifts today.
I will. Thank you.
I'm sure you will. You don't need me to tell you.
I'm excited.
All right. Then we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an L.A. talk radio production where we say what we want.